News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says there is an astounding double standard here, comparing his classified documents case to that of Joe Biden. Mr. Biden will not face any charges for the possession and distribution of sensitive documents, while Mr. Trump is being prosecuted following the highly publicized FBI raid on his home, Mar-a-Lago. And while he is apparently off the hook, President Biden is pushing back at the special counsel because he questioned Mr. Biden's mental acuity.
In the special counsel's report, Mr. Biden was described as an elderly man with poor memory. At an evening press conference, he responded angrily to questions about his mental fitness.
My memory is fine.
Reporters then peppered him with questions about his age and fitness for office. He dismissed those concerns as reporters' opinions. The president also denied sharing classified information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Special Counsel Robert Hur cited evidence that Mr. Biden willfully retained and shared highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, including documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan. Former President Trump has won the Nevada Republican caucus, the state's 26 delegates. He tells supporters in Nevada that he did even better than he expected.
They sort of knew who was going to win. You get 98%. We wanted to get over 80. And we got 98.
The former president also won in the U.S. Virgin Islands. There was some speculation that Nikki Haley might pull off a victory there, but that didn't happen. Also at SRNNews.com, in his interview with Tucker Carlson, Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging Washington to recognize Moscow's interests and persuade Ukraine to sit down for talks. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 14 points, NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. This is SRN News. Liberal religious groups launch a Get Out the Vote campaign.
Evangelical Christians aren't the only ones mustering their forces ahead of the 2024 elections. Various left-leaning church leaders say they will seek to mobilize their followers in a 30-state offensive aimed at getting President Biden reelected. What's being called the Poor People's Campaign will also seek to elect lawmakers who will enact universal health care, affordable housing for all, a $15 minimum wage, and fully funded public education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri senators have voted against allowing abortion in cases of rape or incest. Republicans have defeated a Democratic proposal to allow exceptions for rape and incest under the state's current ban on almost all abortions. In 2022, Missouri lawmakers banned abortion except in cases of medical emergencies. Meanwhile, abortion advocates trying to amend the state constitution to allow abortions in cases of rape, incest, or fatal fetal abnormalities until viability. SRN News. Timey kangaroo down sport.
It was spotted hopping around in the pool area of a Florida apartment complex. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released video and still photos Thursday of the kangaroo, including some footage shot from a helicopter. The agency also released audio of a female resident of the complex calling in to report seeing a large kangaroo bounding around the pool. Deputies were able to figure out the animal's owner and reunite them, the agency said in a Facebook post. No injuries to the kangaroo or any people were reported. Keith Peters reporting.
Based on yesterday's oral arguments, the questions asked by the justices, it appears the Supreme Court is leaning in favor of Donald Trump's argument against states, including Colorado, being able to bar him from the primary ballot. There is even some speculation of a possible 9-0 ruling by the High Court. More details at SRNNews.com.